Jake Gyllenhaal from Wikipedia, the Free Encyclopedia, at en.wikipedia.org. Jacob Benjamin Jake Gyllenhaal, born December 19, 1980, is an Academy Award nominated American actor. The son of director Stephen Gyllenhaal and screenwriter Naomi Vohner, Gyllenhaal began acting at age 11, and his short career has seen performances in diverse roles. He has received an Academy Award nomination and won a British Academy of Film and Television Arts Award. Gyllenhaal's most notable film appearances began with 2001's cult hit Donnie Darko, in which he played a troubled teenager. In the 2004 blockbuster The Day After Tomorrow, he portrayed a student caught in a cataclysmic global cooling event. He played against type as an angry marine in the 2005 film Jarhead, and that same year he won critical acclaim as a gay cowboy in the controversial but highly lauded film Brokeback Mountain. Gyllenhaal has taken an activist role in supporting political and social causes. He appeared in Rock the Vote advertising, campaigned for the Democratic Party in the 2004 election, and has promoted environmental causes in the American Civil Liberties Union. Section 1. Biography. Section 1.1. Early Life and Education. Gyllenhaal was born in Los Angeles, California, to film director Stephen Gyllenhaal and film producer and screenwriter Naomi Vohner. Gyllenhaal's father was raised in the Swedenborgian religion and is a descendant of the Swedish noble Gyllenhaal family. His last Swedish ancestor was his great-great-grandfather, Anders Leonard Gyllenhaal. His mother is from a New York City Jewish-American family. She is the ex-wife of Eric Vohner, a history professor at Columbia University. Maggie Gyllenhaal, Jake's sister, is also an actress. Gyllenhaal was raised in the Jewish faith, and his bar mitzvah took place at a homeless shelter because his parents wanted to instill in him a sense of gratitude for his privileged lifestyle. Gyllenhaal's parents insisted that he had summer jobs to support himself, and he worked as a lifeguard and a busboy at a restaurant operated by a friend of the family. Section 1.2. Early Career. During his childhood, Gyllenhaal was regularly exposed to the film industry due to his family's deep ties to the trade. As an 11-year-old, he was cast alongside Billy Crystal for his film debut in the 1991 film City Slickers. His parents, however, did not subsequently allow him to appear in the 1992 film The Mighty Ducks, because it would have required him to be away from home for 2 months. In ensuing years, although his parents allowed him to audition for parts, they regularly forbade him to take them if he was chosen. An exception to this was if Gyllenhaal were to appear in one of his father's own films, and Stephen cast his son several times during his early career. Gyllenhaal appeared in the 1993 film A Dangerous Woman, along with his sister Maggie, in a 1994 episode of Homicide: Life on the Street, and in the 1998 comedy Homegrown. Along with their mother, Jake and Maggie appeared in 2 episodes of Molto Mario, an Italian cooking show on the Food Network. Prior to his senior year in high school, the only other film not directed by his father in which Gyllenhaal was allowed to perform was Josh and Sam. Gyllenhaal graduated from the Harvard Westlake School in Los Angeles in 1998, and then attended Columbia University, which his mother and sister also attended, to study Eastern religions and philosophy. Gyllenhaal dropped out after 2 years to concentrate on his acting career. He has stated that he hopes to return to school to one day to finish his degree. Gyllenhaal's first lead role was in October Sky, Joe Johnston's 1999 adaptation of the Homer Hickam autobiography Rocket Boys. He portrayed a young man struggling to win a science scholarship to avoid becoming a minor. The film earned $32 million and was described in the Sacramento News and Review as Gyllenhaal's breakout performance. Section 1.3. Critical Success. Donnie Darko, Gyllenhaal's second major film, was not a box office success upon its release in 2001, but has become a cult favourite with fans. The film, directed by Richard Kelly, is set in 1988 and stars Gyllenhaal as a troubled teenager who, after narrowly escaping death, experiences visions of a 6-foot-tall rabbit named Frank that tells him that the world is coming to an end. Gyllenhaal's performance was received well by critics. Dan Coyce, writing in Salon.com, claimed that Gyllenhaal manages the difficult trick of seeming both blandly normal and profoundly disturbed, often within the same scene. After the critical success of Donnie Darko, Gyllenhaal's next role was as the lead character in 2002's Highway, a film ignored by audiences and critics alike. Gyllenhaal's performance was described by one critic as silly, clichéd and straight to video. Gyllenhaal had more success starring opposite Jennifer Aniston in The Good Girl, which premiered at the 2002 Sundance Film Festival. He also starred in Lovely and Amazing with Catherine Keener. In both films, he plays an unstable character who begins a reckless affair with an older woman. Gyllenhaal later described these as teenager in transition roles. Gyllenhaal later starred in the Touchstone Pictures romantic comedy Bubble Boy, which is loosely based on the story of David Vetter. The film portrays the title character's adventures as he pursues the love of his life before she marries the wrong man. The film was panned by critics, with one calling it an empty-headed, chaotic, utterly tasteless atrocity. Following Bubble Boy, Gyllenhaal appeared in Moonlight Mile, starring opposite Dustin Hoffman and Susan Sarandon, as a young man coping with the death of his fiancée and the grief of her parents. The story is loosely based on Brad Silberling's personal experiences. It received mixed reviews from critics. Gyllenhaal was almost cast as Spider-Man after Tobey Maguire injured his back while filming the sequel. Maguire recovered, however, and the sequel was shot without Gyllenhaal. Instead, he starred in the blockbuster The Day After Tomorrow in 2004, co-starring Dennis Quaid as his father. Marking his theatre debut, he appeared on the London stage with a starring role in Kenneth Lonergan's revival of This Is Our Youth. Gyllenhaal said, "Every actor I look up to has done theatre work, so I knew I had to give it a try." The play, which had been a critical sensation on Broadway, ran for 8 weeks in London's West End. For his role, Gyllenhaal received favourable critical reviews and an Evening Standard Theatre Award in the category Outstanding Newcomer. Section 1.4. Brokeback Mountain and the Future. 2005 was a very prolific year for Gyllenhaal, with the actor starring in Proof, Jarhead and Brokeback Mountain, all three becoming critically praised films. In Proof, featuring Gwyneth Paltrow and Anthony Hopkins, Gyllenhaal plays a math major who tries to convince Paltrow's character to publish the solution to a problem puzzling the mathematical community. In Jarhead, Gyllenhaal played against his previous roles, where he was often a sensitive but slightly disturbed young man, by displaying an aggressive masculinity as a violent US Marine during the First Gulf War. The public reaction to this film was muted due to Gyllenhaal's simultaneous appearance in Brokeback Mountain. Sam Mendes, who directed Jarhead, said, "He entered at a young age, and he's a good-looking boy, and he's got showbiz family and all that kind of stuff, and he's come up sensing that that was always where he was going to go. But he felt, on some level, that he hadn't earned it, and he wanted to earn it. He wanted to work, and he wanted to explore himself, and I couldn't be more excited about the performance he gives." Brokeback Mountain, which starred Gyllenhaal after overcoming initial reluctance, and Heath Ledger as two sheep herders who secretly fall in love in the 1960s, won the Golden Lion Prize at the Venice Film Festival. The film went on to win 4 Golden Globe Awards, 4 BAFTA Awards, and 3 Academy Awards. Gyllenhaal was nominated for an Academy Award in the category of Best Supporting Actor for his performance, but lost to George Clooney. Gyllenhaal also won the Best Supporting Actor BAFTA for the same role, and received a Best Supporting Actor nomination and Best Film Ensemble nomination from the Screen Actors Guild. Shortly after the 2006 Academy Awards, Gyllenhaal was invited to join the Academy in recognition of his acting career. Most recently, Gyllenhaal was awarded the 2006 Young Artist Award for Artistic Excellence by the Americans for the Arts National Arts Awards for his role. Gyllenhaal expressed mixed feelings about the experience of being directed by Ang Lee in Brokeback Mountain, but overall had more praise than criticism for Lee's directing style. While having complaints about the way Lee tended to disconnect with his actors once filming began, Gyllenhaal praised Lee's encouragement and direction of the actors, and the director's sensitive approach toward the material in the film. At the Directors Guild of America Awards on January 28, 2006, Gyllenhaal also praised Lee for his humbleness and his respect for everyone around him. When asked about his kissing scenes with Heath Ledger in Brokeback Mountain, Gyllenhaal stated, "As an actor, I think we need to embrace the times we feel most uncomfortable." And when asked about the more intimate scenes with Ledger, Gyllenhaal stated that he approached them like doing a love scene with a woman I'm not particularly attracted to. Following the release of Brokeback Mountain, rumours circulated around the actor's sexual orientation. When asked about such gossip during an interview, Gyllenhaal said, You know, it's flattering when there's a rumour that says I'm bisexual. It means I can play more kinds of roles. I'm open to whatever people want to call me. I've never really been attracted to men sexually, but I don't think I would be afraid of it if it happened. Also in 2005, Gyllenhaal narrated the short animated film The Man Who Walked Between the Towers, based on Mordecai Gerstein's book of the same name about Philippe Petit's famous stunt. Gyllenhaal's current project is the upcoming film Zodiac, directed by David Fincher and based on a true story. He plays Robert Graysmith, a San Francisco Chronicle cartoonist and author of two books about the Zodiac Killer. Gyllenhaal is currently filming for the movie Rendition, a thriller set in the Middle East and directed by Gavin Hood. He will star alongside Reese Witherspoon. Gyllenhaal hosted Saturday Night Live for the first time on Saturday, January the 13th, 2007, with musical guests The Shins. During part of his opening monologue, he put on a sparkly evening dress and sang And I'm Telling You I'm Not Going from the musical Dreamgirls. Section 2. Personal Life. Section 2.1. Family. Members of the Gyllenhaal family have worked together on many Hollywood projects. Gyllenhaal's sister Maggie played his on-screen sister in Donnie Darko and appeared with him in A Dangerous Woman, a film which their father, Stephen Gyllenhaal, directed. Maggie is engaged to actor Peter Sarsgaard, Gyllenhaal's co-star in Jarhead. Gyllenhaal's niece, Ramona Sarsgaard, was born on October the 3rd, 2006. Both Gyllenhaal and his sister admit to sibling rivalry in their younger years, but often share problems and advice nowadays. In December 2006, they escaped a fire that destroyed Manka's, a famed lodge and restaurant in Inverness, California, at which they were vacationing. Jamie Lee Curtis is Gyllenhaal's godmother, and he has repeatedly referred to his godfathers being a gay couple. Gyllenhaal himself is the godfather of Matilda Rose Ledger, born October the 28th, 2005, the daughter of Heath Ledger and Michelle Williams, both of whom co-starred with him in Brokeback Mountain. Section 2.2. Relationships. Rilo Kiley singer Jenny Lewis and Gyllenhaal dated in 2001, but his most notable relationship has been with the actress Kirsten Dunst. The couple met through Gyllenhaal's sister, began dating in September 2002, and were reported to officially broken up in July 2004. However, the relationship remained off and on until December 2005. Internationally viewed as a sex symbol, Gyllenhaal was named one of People magazine's 50 Most Beautiful People in 2006. He was also listed in People's Hottest Bachelors of 2006. With Dunst, Gyllenhaal shares a German shepherd named Atticus, which they rescued from a Los Angeles dog shelter. Gyllenhaal also owns a puggle named Boo Radley. Both dogs are named after characters from the Harper Lee novel To Kill a Mockingbird, one of Gyllenhaal's favourite novels. Section 2.3. Politics and Other Interests. Gyllenhaal is politically active. He shot a commercial for Rock the Vote, and during the 2004 US election, he visited the University of Southern California with his sister to encourage the students to vote. He also campaigned for Democratic candidate John Kerry. He has stated, however, that it frustrates me when actors talk politics. I'm political and I make choices in my movies that I think are political. I try and say things with what I do. Rightly or wrongly, young actors have all the power. Raised in a family concerned with social issues, Gyllenhaal has campaigned on the behalf of the American Civil Liberties Union, a cause which his entire family strongly supports. Environmentally conscious, he recycles regularly, and said in an interview that he spends $400 a year on having trees planted in a Mozambique forest, partly to promote the Future Forests program. After filming The Day After Tomorrow, he flew to the Arctic to promote awareness of climate change. In his spare time, Gyllenhaal enjoys woodworking and cooking. He has stated, I am not a card-carrying Buddhist, but I do try to practice mindfulness, and he makes it his goal to meditate every day. Section 3. Filmography. Year, 1991. Title, City Slickers. Role, Danny Robbins. Year, 1999. Title, October Sky. Role, Homer Hickam Jr. Year, 2001. Title, Donnie Darko. Role, Donnie Darko. Title, Bubble Boy. Role, Jimmy Livingston. Year, 2002. Title, Highway. Role, Pilot Kelson. Title, Moonlight Mile. Role, Joe Nast. Title, The Good Girl. Role, Thomas Holden Werther. Year, 2004. Title, The Day After Tomorrow. Role, Sam Hall. Year, 2005. Title, Brokeback Mountain. Role, Jack Twist. Title, Jarhead. Role, Anthony Swofford, aka Swoff. Title, Proof. Role, Harold Hal Dobbs. 2007. Title, Zodiac. Role, Robert Graysmith. Title, Rendition. Role, To Be Announced. Section 4, Awards. Year, 2001. Group, Independent Spirit Awards. Award, Best Male Lead. Result, Nominated. Film, Donnie Darko. Group, Clotrudis Awards. Award, Best Actor. Result, 1. Film, Donnie Darko. Year, 2002. Group, DVD Exclusive Awards. Award, DVD Premiere Award, Best Actor. Result, Nominated. Film, Highway. Group, Teen Choice Awards. Award, Choice Movie Breakout Star, Male. Result, Nominated. Film, The Good Girl. Group, Young Hollywood Awards. Award, Breakthrough Performance, Male. Result, 1. Film, The Good Girl. Year, 2006. Group, MTV Movie Awards. Award, Best Performance. Result, 1. Film, Brokeback Mountain. Award, Best Kiss. Result, 1. Film, Brokeback Mountain. Group, Screen Actors Guild. Award, Best Supporting Actor. Result, Nominated. Film, Brokeback Mountain. Award, Best Ensemble. Result, Nominated. Film, Brokeback Mountain. Group, National Board of Review. Award, Best Supporting Actor. Result, 1. Film, Brokeback Mountain. Group, Critics' Choice Award. Award, Best Supporting Actor. Result, Nominated. Film, Brokeback Mountain. Group, BAFTA. Award, Best Supporting Actor. Result, 1. Film, Brokeback Mountain. Group, Academy Awards. Award, Best Supporting Actor. Result, Nominated. Film, Brokeback Mountain. Group, Satellite Awards. Award, Outstanding Supporting Actor. Result, Nominated. Film, Brokeback Mountain. Group, Americans for the Arts National Arts Awards. Award, 2006 Young Artist Award for Artistic Excellence. Result, 1. Film, Brokeback Mountain. Group, Satellite Awards. Award, Outstanding Supporting Actor. Result, Nominated. Film, Jarhead. Section 5, External Links. Official website, www.jakegyllenhaal.com. Jake Gyllenhaal at the Internet Movie Database, www.imdb.com/name/NM0350453. Official e-group, movies.groups.yahoo.com/group/Gyllenhaal Group. iHeartJake.com, largest fan site, also with largest gallery of images of Jake Gyllenhaal on the net. www.iheartjake.com. 100 Hottest Bachelors 2006 from People magazine, people.aol.com/people/gallery/0,26335,1201344_1127388,00.html. This article was retrieved from en.wikipedia.org/wiki/Jake Gyllenhaal. This sound file, recorded on March 4th, 2007 by Dev920, and all text in the article are licensed under the GNU Free Documentation License, available at www.gnu.org/copyleft/fdl.html. Thank you for listening.